Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Welcome to Crypto Nights, Mark. Good to have you.
Thank you very much. And I love to be in your show today. I want to say everyone welcome from Rotterdam, from the Netherlands.
Wonderful. Mark, let's start with a personal introduction. Can you share with our listeners who you are? What's your background?
Okay. My name is Mark Norlander. I'm the CEO of Wizzle. I studied economics on the University of Rotterdam. I've been an entrepreneur for almost 20 years and in all kind of fields. And about 3 years ago, we were touched with blockchain technology, and we started to read a little bit into that. And from that moment, me and my partner, my business partner, were hooked on blockchain technology. And that was the moment when everything started, while we are sitting here today.
Fantastic. Thank you for that introduction. So next, I want to dig a little deeper into Wizzle itself. What is Wizzle? And our audience likes examples and use cases. If you can tell us something like, before Wizzle, Joe would have to do this, but after Wizzle, he can do this. So if you can give us a before.
I will do the whole, okay, Wizzle is, we call it a bank in a box solution. So we create softwares, payments solutions for people to make cryptocurrencies more accessible for the big audience. So what we say, we want to reach mass adoption. To create this mass adoption, we decided to implement or build a few systems, and we started with a buy sell. Just a very simple way of buying and selling cryptocurrencies. To make it even more simple, we started to integrate tools like a paper wallet for just easy for people who are first time there and want to don't have the knowledge of the basic knowledge yet. Because what we think is necessary is that people learn and people get adopted by the blockchain technology and the cryptocurrencies. While we were building that, we also created a system we called Wizzle Pay, where you can do payments with. So, for example, if you want to pay your rent, your landlord, and you have the assets of cryptocurrencies, then you can pay, for example, your rent by using Ethereum or Bitcoin, and paying your landlord in the fiat currency that he accepts for his service. And of course, the same service can be used for remittances, like doing the payments overseas. If you live if you're from Africa, from Ghana, or you work in the UK in London, and you want to transfer money to your family, you can easily do that by using our payment platform. What we also created after building these projects is a merchant tool, an easy integration for webshops, so that a webshop owner can accept cryptocurrencies for selling their products. And then the last product that we created is a token factory, where you can easily create your own cryptocurrency, your own coin. Based on, in this case, preferably based on Ethereum, on the Ethereum blockchain, but we also can do it on other blockchains. So that are our products, and to use these products, we created five tools. The first one is the desktop version, using your home computer to do these payments or buying or selling or creating tokens. Then second, the mobile application, just using your mobile phone to do the same as you can do with the desktop, but then when you're on the road. then we decided to create an ATM, or what we actually prefer to call a smart kiosk, where you can put cash money in and you can buy and sell. Then if you put money in, you can buy. And if you want to sell, you can take the cash money out and do all kind of transactions on the ATM. We also integrated a point of sale machine for merchants and integrated a debit card. So that are the five tools which we created to make everything as simple as possible for the people to use cryptocurrencies and get more adopted with blockchain technology. So yeah, that was not a really short explanation, but that is what we built in the last 2.5 years with Wizzle.
So what am I able to do with Wizzle that I cannot do before Wizzle? So without Wizzle, what was it that I could not do? Can you give me an example? And then how am I able to do it with Wizzle?
Okay, the example is actually quite easy, because you can do transactions from peer-to-peer transactions, so from one person to another, without the interference of a third party, because it's decentralized and it's peer-to-peer. So, for example, if I want to transfer money to you, I can do that without using a third party interfering in our transaction. If I want to, so there's no government who controls that, and there's no one who can interfere on the transaction. Just that is the simple thing, because that is what blockchain makes possible. And what is our the difference before us, because you ask how was it before you? And then the answer is actually very difficult. That was what it was. It was very difficult to do all these things. And with our system, we make it easy. It is, for example, we have a huge engagement from African countries, which don't have the assets to financial services, who don't have bank accounts, but with blockchain technology, it makes it possible for them to have access to financial services and pay digital to another person without being getting reacted by a bank or a financial institution.
Yeah, I understand that, Mark. With due respect, those are the things that Bitcoin and Ether do. And what you're telling me is you make that easier, but I'm still not able to understand how you make that easier, because are you saying, for example, if I need to send you Bitcoins, I need to have a wallet, I need to know your wallet address, and I need to be able to send from my wallet to yours.
I will explain for you. I'm in the Netherlands at this moment, and if I want to buy an Bitcoin at this moment, I need to transfer money to an exchange. The exchange have to accept my money, have to upload and upgrade my account. At that moment, I have access to that money, and I can buy and sell, buy cryptocurrencies, which takes more or less 2 days before I can do my transaction. So if I have now money in my pocket and I want to exchange it into Bitcoin or Ether, it will take me about 2 days.
Correct, exactly.
And if you go to our ATM, for example, you can do it directly. Like on the spot, you have your cryptocurrencies. And if you do it the other way around, if you are sitting in a bar, you have your Wizzle debit card and you have an Ether on your wallet and you want to pay the bill at the bar or at the restaurant, you transfer the Ether, you exchange it into euros, you put it on the debit card and you can directly pay your bill. So we make it more easy.
So you are much faster, much easier. But I'm sure for the sake of AML and KYC, you probably have some kind of limitations on how much people can spend per day or something like that?
Yes, of course. But these regulations are basically, of course, government regulated, and each country has their own regulations. So, for example, in the Netherlands, we set the regulation based on the Dutch government. But in other countries, it will be set on the law and regulations in that country. But yeah, there is a KYC. We have to follow the law, and we think that the existence of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, will have a better use with a good government regulation.
because you're necessarily international, you're cross-border because of the remittances use case. So it is very important for you to be able to do it across country borders. That's the reason I asked that question. Now, the other question that I had was, you know, how are you able to do that faster? You know, it takes 2 days for that whole transaction and settlement and transfer to happen in the current exchange. But you're saying that in your ATM, you can do it instantaneously.
Yes.
So how are you able, what is the change in the underlying technology? How are you able to do it much faster?
Of course, the technology doesn't change, because but only we take out a few steps. We use country operators who are funded, who have reserves for their customers in that country, and they can do validate the transaction directly and send funds. Or so at the moment that the money is in the ATM, for example, I just give now the ATM as an example. When the money is in the ATM, the country operator can directly give the funds free, so the Ether or the Bitcoin. Now we use those as an example, but it can be any currency. So we can directly give them free, and the other way around as well. At the moment that people send us Ether, we directly pay out in the currency that a person wants to be paid off in any fiat currency that the country operator supports.
Yeah, that was the example of the rental, paying the rent use case.
Yeah.
So you can take Ethereum and you probably have the landlord's the landlord, so you're paying the landlord the rent. So I'm assuming that you're able to transfer. So how does that, what are the steps involved? So do I need to have a Vizzle card? How do I pay my landlord the rent? What are the steps? No. Can you walk me through the steps?
Okay, the steps are quite easy. You go to our system. Yeah. We have a payments section in our system.
I'm using your desktop version, for example.
Yeah, for example. And you say, I want to pay my landlord $1,000 on rent this month. And at this moment, we say, okay, that is like 2.5 Ether. Or two Ether, something at the moment, I think it's $500 US dollars. Yeah. Let's say two Ethers, and you transfer the two Ether. At the moment that the Ether is on our account, we directly pay the landlord via a bank transfer.
I see.
Directly on the spot.
Okay. So you're able to do that because you're able to do that because of the reserves that you set, that you have.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. So every country operator needs to have reserves, funds available to do these transactions.
Okay, is that the condition for you to partner with them?
It's one. It's not the most important, but it's one of the definitions to partner up. Like, okay, if we have to fund each country operator, it will become very difficult for us to find enough funds to support everyone. But I think knowledge of the financial market, a good support team to give support to the people who still need to have support, because we want to reach mass adoption, and we think there is still a lot to learn in this environment. So the count, and that is part of the role of the country operator to do, and of course funds, because otherwise we cannot settle.
And how do you make money? Do you charge a percentage transaction fee every time this happens?
Yep. Yes, correctly.
What is your average transaction fee?
Okay, this depends on country. Just to be honest, we know that, for example, in some countries there is a higher fee, and in some countries there's a lower fee. At this moment, the fee in the Netherlands, for example, is somewhere around 1%.
Okay, got it.
And I can gamble on what it is in other countries. I know there are countries where 8% or 9% is very normal to charge, but that is up to the country operator to stay competitive in the market. If he's not competitive, then he doesn't have business. That is how this works.
Exactly. So now, and you have been doing the ICO. Can you talk about, before we get into the details of the ICO, I want to know, why are you doing an ICO? I know you're doing the ICO to raise money. I understand that.
Yeah, well, we explain it very well. Why?
What are you planning to use the money for?
Okay. So we are doing an ICO not to build our platform because we built it already.
Yes.
And to finalize...
That is very rare. Most of the people don't have anything. So that's very... Kudos to you. I'm very excited by the fact that you are a legitimate company. You're a real company. You're a pre-existing technology. You are a real team. I checked all of those out and congratulations. So
there's one other thing. You can see that we don't have a soft cap, for example.
Yes.
Because the soft cap doesn't make sense, because if whatever we raise, we will never stop the project because we're already busy with it for 2.5 years. So it's not based on what we raise. The only thing what is based on what we raise is how much country operators we can reach in the kickoff.
Yeah.
So the more money we raise, the more money we can spend on set up country operators in different countries. So that is so where you ask me, like, where are you going to use the funds for? To set up a global network of country operators. That is where we need the money for.
And how much is approximate cost for each operator? Are you going to be funding that buffer money that they need? Are you going to be investing in that?
Preferably not, but yes. So I just give a straight and honest answer. Preferably not. So we prefer that the country operator has enough funds to do it themselves. But if it's not, then we support.
And what is the average cost of onboarding one country operator?
Now, okay, this answer is impossible to answer, because a small country in Africa will cost way less than, for example, the whole US or Russia. I just give two of the most extremes at this moment. We are doing the Netherlands as a trial. We set up everything over here, and it costed us about, with including the funds, about 2 million euros. But yeah.
And how much are you raising in this entire ICO?
Okay, we set a limit on 30 million, because we also want to be very careful with how much funds we have. A lot of ICO, a lot of people think the more money you have, the better it is. That's also not true, because you have to do a risk management on your funds, and you have to take care of it. So we limited our ICO on 30 million. It just depends on how much money we will raise, in how much countries we will. We will start our business first.
Okay. Now, the next question is, when did you start the ICO? Where are you? How much have you raised so far?
Okay. At the moment, we are halfway our ICO.
Okay.
We raised about 1 million euros.
Okay.
Which we find at this moment quite big accomplishment. If you see the on the day that we started our ICO, the market completely collapsed, and in a downgoing market, we still managed to get enough engagement to raise a million.
And how many days of ICO do you have left? How many days?
We have still. We are now about 20 and a little bit days on our way, and we have about 20 days left in our ICO.
So you're kind of like in the middle of it?
We are at this moment in the middle, but yeah, it's not completely fair, because you have a start. So for my feeling, we are like on one-third of the ICO at this moment. And that there is still two-third of, because yeah, you set up the whole marketing tool, start to get to engage people on your project, which, by the way, amazing. It's if you see the engagement, it's insane, and we are extremely excited about that, because we are not only doing this to do marketing for our ICO, we also are finding our upcoming customers for the country operators.
So let me get this right. For you, the ICO, raising money is one aspect. Getting the user community established is the second one.
Yes.
The operators is the third one. So you're smartly using the ICO to grow your business, not just to raise money.
Yes. That is why we did, for example, an airdrop in the beginning of our ICO.
Okay.
To learn a lot about the market.
Can you talk us a little bit about AirDrop? How did you do it? Where did you do it? What did you learn?
Okay, I will. This is a little bit the amazing part of what happened. While we were designing our ICO, which started on the 28th of December last year, at that date we decided to go and do an ICO. That the main reason for that was the whole marketing and whole creating engagement around it. So what we said, like, how can we try get as much possible people to our platform? And one of the ideas was doing an airdrop. This was a tool which was not being used that often. Of course, there are a few familiar airdrops, like from Ether to Ether Classic, from Bitcoin to Bitcoin Cash, some other big airdrops, but it was not a tool which was used that often, especially when you're doing an equity ICO. An airdrop is not necessarily a good solution, but we are doing a real utility token where an airdrop can be a very, very strong tool to use. What we did not expect, we designed the whole airdrop. I posted it on my LinkedIn account, and one of my friends posted it on his LinkedIn account. And from that moment, it went viral. It is translated in about 25 languages. People made tutorials on YouTube. We did not know that this was going on. At one moment, the mail server went out. Our referral system went through the roof. And within 10 days, we had about 145,000 people registered on our airdrop. After filtering, I have to say, because some people did some cheating, but we have enough developers to find that out. So after the whole cleanup period, we had about 100,000 unique users all over the world, which is, as we did some research about it, the biggest airdrop, registered airdrop, done so far till this day.
Congratulations. And
yeah.
And what did you add? Did you give them one token each, five tokens each? What did you give them? Why were they so excited?
Okay, we said we're going to give away for 500,000 euros on tokens, and we will divide them on each subscriber. So one means that he gets them all. Two means we separate them by two, and okay, so on and so on. But we also put a small incentive on it that you say we also base it on the amount of Ethereum that you have on your account. So zero till one, we count as one, and above 100, we count as 100. And we will calculate that in our complete calculation for doing the airdrop payout, which, yeah, we didn't want to make it that easy for us, just saying like only separated by the amount of people, but we also wanted to do it based on the Ether balance on somebody's account.
Wow.
So, yeah, that is how we designed the airdrop. And what I say, it went viral. It was a momentum which we did not expect. We were afraid like, what do we do if there will only be 200 people registering? We have to, then they are lucky. Yeah, right. But is that fair? Yeah, it's fair. But we didn't have to worry about that afterwards.
Is that airdrop over, or can our podcast listeners still participate in the airdrop?
No, the airdrop is finished. The funny thing is, because doing an airdrop is one, doing an airdrop payout is a second thing. If you have to pay out over 100,000 Ether addresses tokens, that was a total of 80 hours ongoing token payments. So you are laughing, but our developers were were like getting completely crazy when they saw the numbers going up. They were already getting nervous by 10,000. And then we know that, for example, CryptoKitties completely destroyed the network with 18,000 transactions a day. And we just did try to be as smooth as possible, doing 100,000 transactions in total in a 1 week ongoing payments.
I'm laughing because I'm very familiar with these Ether payouts. I'm a technology guy, so I understand this, and I work very closely with Parag Arora, who is our technology person.
Okay, this is funny.
We've
yeah.
done these payments, and we know how it slows down the network, and it's a nightmare. So yeah. congratulations on pulling that off.
Yeah, we did a ongoing calculations on when the network was could handle it, and then we did the payments because we did not want to be the party who destroyed the network.
I understand.
We did not see that as a positive thing for our name.
So I understand this is a utility token, but for me to go and participate in your ICO, I'm going to get into the utility tokens for some set of benefits. What are the potential benefits of me getting into the Wizzle token right now?
Okay. One thing is you can, with the Wizzle token, you can pay fees on our platform and you can buy our products on our platform. And at this moment, you can buy these tokens with the discount. That is how we set it up. So at this moment, you get a 40% discount on the potential use on our platform. But we created an extra incentive on these utility tokens. If you have 100,000 tokens or more, you can lock them up. And with locking them up, you become a Wizzle insider, which means that you are the first person who learn to know about our new futures and our newest addings to our platform. And you get a 1% extra amount of tokens paid out each month. So that is about a return on your lock investment of 12.5%, 12.6% a year.
Wow. Okay.
And this is also why we call our token Wizzle Infinity, because with having more than 100,000 tokens being locked, you get each month an amount of tokens which can be enough to pay your transaction fees on our network. So with more than 100,000 tokens, you can do infinite transactions on our platform.
Okay. I got it. So there is a good reason to be not just a participant, but also a good reason to stay locked in, especially
when the market is for holders. You get actually also rewarded for holding your tokens.
And what is the price per token right now?
We have an initial price of 1 euro cent for a token, which is about 1.24 dollar cents for each token. And yeah, at this moment you get 40% discount. So for 1 euro, you get at this moment 166 tokens. I do it out of my head. I think I'm doing the maths correct at this moment.
So for 1 euro, you get how many? 100?
For 1 euro, you get at this moment 166 tokens. Or 167.
And for 100,000 tokens, because there's a lot of value in that, for 100,000 tokens, how many euros does it take? For 100,000, how many euros does it take?
So for 100,000 tokens, it will take you at this moment about $700 to invest.
Yeah.
I just do a quick calculation, but it's about that.
Okay. So it is 100,000 tokens is $700 approximately.
Yeah. Which can be paid to us in dollars as well. So you don't need necessarily to have Ether or Bitcoins to participate in our ICO. If you go to our landing page and you push on the buy with fiat, buy with euro, or in US cases with dollars, you can have a direct chat with our sales manager, and he gives the instructions how to buy tokens in fiat currency.
Okay, got it. Oh, this is very exciting. So can you give us a link? Where do you want our listeners to go that are excited? Because it looks like you don't need to invest a lot of money. $700. Yeah, it's, you know, it's not $100, but it's not.
No. It's about two Ether. It's about, yeah, a little bit less than 1,000 euros or, you know, a lot less, a little bit less than 600 euros, $700. If you go to wizzle.io, that is our website.
Yeah,
and I think on our website, because it's also our platform, there you see the banner of the Wizzle Infinity ICO. which is also listed on our Token Factory, because parts of our website are at this moment live. Although we put some parts offline because all the projects were ready before. Most of the projects were ready before the ICO, but during the ICO we put things offline because we want to have full service on the ICO instead of being busy with two separate giving support to two separate parts.
Wow, got it. So just go to wizzle.io and then just follow the instructions.
Yeah. Yes. Wonderful. And if you have any questions over there, there is a live chat button where you can have a live chat with our sales representative, who also knows everything about our products and everything. So he's not only a sales guy, but can also answer questions if you have any questions.
Yeah, this is very exciting. I mean, that uniqueness of giving value of 12.5% for people who are holding $700 worth of your tokens. Yeah, is pretty unique. And it's very exciting. Not only do you have a lot of utility for your tokens in terms of paying the fees and getting a discounted thing right now and being able to spend it on the various use cases that you have, but the fact that you can hold it and increase the value of that over time, it's almost like a savings account in a bank.
Yes, correctly. So we designed it like this. If you want, you can sell them to people who want to use them on our platform. And if you're a user on our platform, you can infinitely use our products.
And is it a ERC-20 token that you have developed?
It's an ERC-20 token. It's ERC-20 compliant. So based on Ethereum, on the Ethereum blockchain, you can hold it in a MyEther wallet. There are a few other wallets that we
support.
So yeah, we support all of them. Every wallet where you have the private key from, you can support our token. But there are a few wallets who are easier to use, like IM Token, for example, is a very, very pleasant wallet to set up your ERC-20 tokens. But yeah, that is just preference from my side. And I know some of my colleagues are using MetaMask. Most of them, every wallet who supports ERC-20 is good possible.
And are there any questions that I should have asked but I did not ask? Any other?
I think we are quite complete in our. You did your prepared it very well. This is one of the things which we find important, because it's not only mass adoption, it's not only teaching and learning people how to deal with ICOs. It's also trust. And I think parties, influencers like you, create a lot of trust. You do your homework, which we appreciate a lot, and advise people and avoid them for scams. And I think that is very, very needed in this market.
Absolutely. That's the reason why I did so much work on, in the last couple of days, just reading up about you, your background, your company. Because for me, we have a responsibility. We have not that we are endorsing anything. I mean, obviously, we are not financial advisors. People do their own research before they invest. And they know the risks of crypto, that they could lose their money. But the point is, we do our part to bring in good guest speakers with legitimate businesses, because we have a responsibility that we have a huge following. We are one of the fastest growing crypto podcasts out there. And our listeners are extremely loyal and they keep coming back and they keep subscribing, and we are rated very high on iTunes. So we want to keep our reputation up and keep on bringing good speakers like you.
But you have a very important role in this whole learning process. And that is highly appreciated from people like us, but we are not, because we are not only doing an ICO, but we are also developing. And to make this happen, we need people who explain and learn people what's going on and create trust and read into projects. So I want to thank you for that as well.
Thank you, Mark, for joining us as well. And we will be back probably in a few months to find out how your blockchain is progressing.
I'm more than happy to talk to you again in one of your later shows.
All the best for the rest of your ICO.
Thank you very much. And thank you for everyone for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.